People in a large part of Louisiana are doing what they've done many times before, riding out a powerful storm. Barry is now a hurricane as it moves into the south-central part of the state. The ground has been saturated by heavy rains. There's real fear of storm surges and flooding. More than 50,000 people are currently without power. David Hanegriff is president of St. Mary Parish. The storm's on track to make landfall there. Mr. President, thanks so much for being with us.
Yes, my welcome, my pleasure, please.
What's it like there now for you, sir?
Well, right now, throughout the night, you know, we hadn't had a lot of rainfall. We've had sporadic rainfall on and off throughout the night. The wind is definitely picking up now. It took a little bit of a west movement to the west, which is actually makes it worse for St. Mary Parish. It puts the entire parish on the bad side of the storm. So we're starting to see the wind gusts pick up pretty good right now. And, of course, the strange thing about this storm is that most of the moisture is on the back end of it, and we have yet to see the worst yet. So that's what we're bracing for right now.
I gather the mayor of Morgan City, which is in St. Mary Parish, said that he expects to have the city shuttered down by noon. What does shuttered down mean these days?
Basically tie everything up, all the loose ends as far as, you know, items that can blow around and get out of, you know, blow in the wind. Also pumping down and keeping the pumps running and making sure we have the capacity and reservoir to handle the rain or any rain that might come. So that's what we're prepping for. That's what we've been prepping for the last several days.
What have you been hearing from emergency workers and your citizens there?
Well, right now, our biggest problem right now are power outages throughout. We have issues with power lines and trees and things like that happening. So that's our biggest problem right now as far as dealing with and prepping for the water to come. And again, our biggest thing right now too is we had a curfew earlier in the day, but the curfew is off, but we're telling our residents just stay home, stay inside. The worst is yet to come.
So I guess I finally understand the phrase, the lull before the storm. Is this it?
Absolutely. And this storm is unique in so many ways. The origin of how it developed coming off the mainland to where right now it's so strange and unusual that the top half is dry, the bottom half has all the moisture, and even the circulation, the eye, and not circulated. It's just a very awkward storm.
President Hanegriff, do you think, based on, obviously we remember Hurricane Katrina and other storms that have struck over the past few years, people listen to evacuation orders more, they take preparation more seriously, they've learned from their experience?
They do, and especially on the coastal parishes like St. Mary Parish. We've been through this numerous times, and the problem right now is it's probably been about, you know, 8 to 10 years since we had our last hurricane, which people sometimes get into a lull. They get complacent. But, of course, last year looking at Harvey and then these recent hurricanes at other places, people know, and our people in St. Mary Parish, they understand. They take precautions, and we've done this so many times.
May I ask where you are now?
I am currently right now in Franklin at the courthouse. I stayed here last night, and we're monitoring, getting ready for another conference call shortly to get more updates on what's going on.
Are you going to leave or stay?
Oh, no, I'm staying, absolutely. My family is in another location, but they're high and dry where they're at, and we're going to ride this out.
All right. Well, David Hanegriff is the president of St. Mary Parish. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. President, and good luck to you this weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you. It's been a pleasure.